Gospel lesson for this first Sunday of Advent is found in the Gospel of Jesus the Christ, as recorded by St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 36 through 44. Let us pray. Most gracious, loving God, speak to us now, for we, your children, have gathered here this day with the hope, the expectation, the faith that we shall hear the word of the Lord proclaimed in our midst. But that can only happen, O God, if you come upon us through the power of your Holy Spirit, that by your grace and by your grace alone, the words which are read and shared at this time would be for us this day your living word, for you are the living God. Speak to us now. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I invite you to stand in body or spirit this morning for the reading of the gospel. Hear now the word of the Lord. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be left in the field. One will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken, and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So happy New Year to everyone. It is most appropriate because today is the first day of the new Christian year, which always begins on the first Sunday of Advent. It is also always going to be, the first Sunday is going to be the Sunday closest to November 30th, which just happens to be today. So I can also say to you, Happy St. Andrew's Day for those of Scottish descent. We start this new year in the life of the church with the reading from the Gospel of Matthew that's not talking about the ending, about the beginning rather, but it's talking about the ending. And you're not going to find any quote from the 24th chapter of Matthew's Gospel on any of the Christmas cards you receive this year. I can guarantee you that, because it talks about the return, the second coming, and the emphasis upon being ready. And that may seem like a rather strange text, but when you set out on a journey, it helps to know where you're going, right? And so the church, in its wisdom, has chosen text from the end to help us mark the beginning. But this morning, I really want to focus more upon the reading that we shared in the lighting of the Advent candle from Glenda and Barbara. And they read the passage from Isaiah. And I specifically asked Glenda and Barbara because I wanted to make a point. Now then, I will not insult my parents and their upbringing of me. by stating the age of Glenda and Barbara. But between the two of them, they get 180 years. All right? People of all ages should have hope. It's not something that is reserved for the small children with, quote unquote, their lifetime ahead of them. Because young and old alike, we have a future guaranteed by God, revealed through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And so it is most appropriate that on this first Sunday of Advent, that we would talk about hope for just a moment. The Shawshank Redemption. How many of you have seen the movie? How many of you remember when the character played by Morgan Freeman, named Red, has finally been released from prison and he follows the instructions that Andy, who had escaped years earlier, had given him. And he goes to a field in Maine where there are further instructions from Andy. And he ends that letter with these words: "Remember, Red, hope is a good thing. Maybe the best of things. And no good thing ever dies. I will be hoping that this letter finds you and finds you well. Hope is indeed a good thing. Maybe even the best of things in some regards. But I would argue that the Christian hope is slightly different than the general cultural attitude we have of hope. Because most people, they use the word hope when they really are talking about a wish. I hope it doesn't rain when we're having the picnic. You're wishing it doesn't rain, right? We will not talk about hoping success on a football field given yesterday's results. Some of us were wishing things would have been a little bit different, right? There's a difference between a hope in the Christian understanding and a wish. We wish for lots of things. We wish for a good report from the doctor. We wish that 2026 will be a better year than 2025. We wish that maybe that promotion will come through. We wish that our children will be happy and content. We wish for all sorts of things. And I could have said hope in that each phrase just then, and you would have all understood what I'm saying. We hope for all of those things, but the reality is we're wishing for them. It's probably a more accurate understanding. Merriam-Webster defines the word hope: to cherish a desire with anticipation, to want something to happen or be true. But that really is a wish, more so than a hope in the Christian understanding of the word. Because if you keep going with Mr. Webster, the second definition he gives is more in line with the Christian understanding. To expect with confidence. To expect that which you are wishing for will in fact come to pass. There's a difference between those two, between a wish and a hope. When you are not just wishing, thinking, looking forward, maybe, kind of, possibly, but you are expecting. Expecting. The prayer for illumination that I pray occasionally. Before the gospel lesson, for the lesson, for the sermon. Speak to us now, O Lord, for we, your children, have gathered here with the hope, the expectation, and the faith that we shall hear the word of the Lord proclaimed in our midst. Do you hear that? Hope. Expectation, faith. How is it that Hebrews defines the word faith? Faith is the conviction of things hoped for, and the assurance of things unseen. So in that regard, we as Christians this day, we're not just people of hope. We are people of audacious hope. For those of you that are really bored this morning and leaned over the bulletin and looked and saw the sermon title, and then you see the sermon title on the screen, you'll note there's a different word, a word added. We started this past Tuesday our Advent study entitled An Unlikely Advent. We will gather again this Tuesday at 3 in the fellowship hall. It is not too late for you to join us. But the lesson this past Tuesday was on hope. And repeatedly the author in the video presentation talked about not just hope, but audacious hope. Audacious means to be bold, to be daring, to step out on faith. With a conviction that the things for which you are hoping will indeed come to pass. And we, the church, as Christians, we have a specific audacious hope that you heard in the lighting of the Advent candle. The day shall come when they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Isaiah 2:4. The Christian hope is for a world transformed into the kingdom of God here upon this earth. That's not just a wish. That is our hope. And as we showed with the children, we await that fulfillment of that hope, but we do not do so passively. But we work and strive with every fiber of our being to do all that we can to make it come to pass. Because our faith tells us it shall come to pass. That's not a wish. It is the promise of God. And that is why we have audacious hope. It is so easy for us to fall into despair. I think it is easier in some ways now because we have so much access to news that every tragedy, every disaster, every horrific story makes it into our news feed. And perhaps it is human nature to love to complain. Because I sure do know a lot of folks who seem to enjoy it. And I will confess that it is easy to get down when there are challenges facing you. It is relatively easy to wonder, to question, to doubt, given all that is going on in our world, not just here, but across the globe. And contrary to what some would have you believe, what's going on is not a sign that the end is approaching. Because Jesus says very clearly in Matthew 7, we don't know. We don't know when the end will come. We don't know when Christ shall return. What we do know is that he shall return. And therein is our audacious hope. For when he returns, the kingdom of God will come in full with him upon this earth. This is our audacious hope, but more than that, it is the audacious promise of God. And this is the good news that I share with you this day, and I do so in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.